Moncrief on News Talk.
Families feeling the pinch left, right and centre. The cost of living shows absolutely no signs of not going up so quickly. It's unbelievable. So what mistakes are we making in terms of family budgeting? What simple things can you do to improve your family's finances? And should you be using this long weekend to take a long, hard look at your finances? Anita Collins runs the Efficient Family Life Instagram account and she joins us now. Anita, how are you today?
I'm very well, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I presume you would change your own plans should you win €202,000 going into the weekend?
Yeah, I think I probably would.
Yes.
I think I probably would. I don't think I'd expect my mother to cook the Easter turkey for me anyway. I might take her out somewhere.
Yes, I think so. So just to be clear, you're not coming from a financial expert background. This is hard-worn family life experience that has kind of equipped you like this.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Tom. So I've got three kids and I work and it's just not always easy, you know, to make ends meet. And I was out of the country for 20 years and I came back 4 years ago and just the cost of living here, it is hard going. And I had to upskill very, very quickly. And I had to figure out a way to make my money last. And that first year I came back, I was doing a 50% timetable in my job teaching. And so, you know, there wasn't going to be enough unless I was going to say sacrifices, but sacrifices isn't the right word. Changes. I had to make changes. I had to make choices. And so, I learned what I learned. And it's definitely standing to me now.
Right. And, you know, for a lot of people, talking about money is a difficult thing in relationships in particular. That is something that either you didn't have a problem with it to begin with or something that you dealt with very early on, was it?
I don't think I ever had a problem talking about money in general, either in my relationship. I know my sisters and I would have very open and frank conversations, and my mom, we'd have very open and frank conversations about money. So I don't think it's something that I ever had a problem with. But I do know that sometimes I'm possibly a bit too honest and open about it. And I know that can kind of catch people off guard a little bit. Because it's definitely a cultural thing in Ireland, isn't it?
Well, some people will say it will ruin the romance. It's like you want to have this life in a bubble where you don't talk about real things, like what things actually cost, you know. That exists in many families. So that might be the first conversation. But going into the weekend, for those who can have the conversation, you think the long weekend is the time to kind of sort out a few things?
I do, yeah, I do. Because, look, there's lots of little changes you can make and I can go through lots of little changes. But of course, the first thing to do is to identify what's going on with your finances, get a handle on it and figure out what's coming in and what's going out. And I think it's a task that's very daunting for a number of reasons. First of all, like everybody hates life admin. It's just there's so much of it these days, so much life admin. And so you're going to need to take a deep breath and actually dive into this one. But emotionally, it can be very, very difficult to be honest with yourself and take an honest look at your finances. It really can be a struggle. So I think if there's a bit of time, like you probably want an hour maybe or so to get started on this. And I think with a long weekend, it's a good time to do it, particularly with summer coming up, you know. So I think something that, you know, we could all do this weekend is to sit down, open up your online banking or get out your bank statements, get a pen and paper and just start looking at maybe categorizing your outgoings. And so if, for example, you had three highlighters, right, a green, an orange and a red highlighter, or if you don't have highlighters, just write G, R and O. And then you go through your bank statements and with your highlighter, you highlight green all of the stuff that you have to pay. There's no wiggle room in it. So, for example, your rent, maybe your car repayments. But green is also for the good stuff in life that you spend that you're not prepared to shift on. So that might be your kids' karate lessons or monthly date night stuff that you're spending that you're not prepared to shift on, whether it's the good stuff or maybe the less pleasant stuff. Then with orange, you go through and you highlight things that you could maybe do better. So maybe you've got multiple TV subscriptions or Spotify premium. Your mortgage might be orange if you think you could negotiate a better rate with your mortgage provider, you know. Your energy or your internet, if it's been more than a year since you've switched, that should be orange. Your grocery bill might be orange if it's something you think you could work on. And then the red highlighter is for the stuff that has not enriched your life in any way. So a lot of maybe impulse buys are clothes, toys, house bits, that stuff that you'd look back on in a year and you'd wonder, God, why the heck did I buy that at all? And stuff that you might colour green might be orange for me or red for me. It's individual to everyone. And I think an important thing to maybe think about before you start this exercise is what you truly value in life. Because if what you value in life is maybe having a stylish home and having a comfortable home, then buy the cushions for your home and buy the nice candles. But we can't have everything. So then maybe you make cuts on makeup or on you know, the pints at the weekend or whatever it is.
Sure. It's making choices is exactly what you say. Now, I'm afraid we're much against the clock, I'm afraid to say. But just to get a sense from you very, very briefly, in some ways we've never had more choice. You've switched banks and stuff like that. All of that is doable, isn't it?
It is doable. I think particularly with you know, websites like bonkers.ie now, it's become very, very doable. Your energy provider, it's much easier than it used to be. But it is all life admin, isn't it?
It is.
There's none of it just happens by itself. We do actually have to make the choice to make it happen. But it is certainly easier than it used to be.
Okay. Anita, thank you very much for that. And at Efficient Family Life on Instagram is a way to go and get more advice. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.